we invite you to tune in to our 24/7 internet radio. It is loaded with edifying sermons, music, and other programs. You can listen to Stream Globe Radio at www.streamglobe.org.
Today's Stream Globe devotional is titled, God is on Your Side. Today's meditation was written by Pastor S. D. Abraham. We shall take our Bible reading from Romans chapter 8, verses 31 to 32. What shall we say about such wonderful things as these? If God is for us, who can ever be against us? I have just read from the New Living Translation. When Jake moved to the city, he did so in obedience to God's leading. He believed with all his heart that he was stepping into destiny. But to his surprise, things didn't go as expected. Every effort to establish himself met stiff resistance. Doors remained shut, business deals kept falling through, and it felt as though an invisible force was determined to frustrate him. He couldn't shake the sense that dark spiritual forces in the city were opposing his every move. Slowly, his confidence began to erode. He became discouraged, angry even. Lord, why did you bring me here if nothing is working? He often muttered in prayer. One quiet morning, as he sat reading his Bible with a heavy heart, Romans 8:31 leapt off the page. If God is for us, who can ever be against us? He read it again. And again, something began to shift within him. He realized that his problem was not the demonic opposition, it was his perspective. He had forgotten that God was on his side, and that no force in heaven, on earth, or beneath it could successfully stand against him. That day he stepped out with renewed confidence. He began to speak God's promises over his life. One by one, the closed doors began to open. New opportunities surfaced from unexpected places. His assignment in the city, once filled with frustration, became fruitful. The verses leading up to Romans 8:31 reveal that your walk with God is not a random event. It was predestined before the foundation of the world. You were chosen in Christ. This is heaven's declaration that God is fully on your side, and the enemy can do nothing about it. Because the creator and sustainer of the universe is for you, you're never truly outnumbered. Just like Elisha's servant in 2 Kings 6:16, you must open your eyes to see that they that are with you are more than they that are against you. Go into today with a renewed victor's mindset. Walk with the unshakable confidence that no matter the challenge, God is on your side, and nothing can stand against you successfully. Prayer. Lord Jesus, thank you for being on my side. Help me to see with the eyes of faith and never forget that you are working all things for my good. Amen. Today's yearly Bible reading shall be taken from Jeremiah chapters 12 to 16. This Bible reading plan is continuous. If you begin with us today, by this time next year, you will have gone through the entire Bible from Genesis to Revelation. The reading comes up next, Jeremiah chapters 12 to 16.
You are always righteous, Lord, when I bring a case before you. Yet I would speak with you about your justice. Why does the way of the wicked prosper? Why do all the faithless live at ease? You have planted them, and they have taken root. They grow and bear fruit. You are always on their lips, but far from their hearts. Yet you know me, Lord. You see me and test my thoughts about you. Drag them off like sheep to be butchered. Set them apart for the day of slaughter. How long will the land lie parched and the grass in every field be withered? Because those who live in it are wicked. The animals and birds have perished. Moreover, the people are saying,
he will not see what happens to us.
If you have raced with people on foot, and they have worn you out, how can you compete with horses? If you stumble in safe country, how will you manage in the thickets by the Jordan? Your relatives, members of your own family, even they have betrayed you. They have raised a loud cry against you. Do not trust them, though they speak well of you. I will forsake my house, abandon my inheritance. I will give the one I love into the hands of her enemies. My inheritance has become to me like a lion in the forest. She roars at me, Therefore, I hate her. Has not my inheritance become to me like a speckled bird of prey that other birds of prey surround and attack? Go and gather all the wild beasts. Bring them to devour. Many shepherds will ruin my vineyard and trample down my field. They will turn my pleasant field into a desolate wasteland. It will be made a wasteland, parched and desolate before me. The whole land will be laid waste because there is no one who cares. Over all the barren heights in the desert, destroyers will swarm, for the sword of the Lord will devour from one end of the land to the other. No one will be saved. They will sow wheat but reap thorns. They will wear themselves out but gain nothing. They will bear the shame of their harvest because of the Lord's fierce anger.
This is what the Lord says.
As for all my wicked neighbors who seized the inheritance I gave my people Israel, I will uproot them from their lands, and I will uproot the house of Judah from among them. But after I uproot them, I will again have compassion and will bring each of them back to their own inheritance and their own country. And if they learn well the ways of my people and swear by my name, saying,
as surely as the Lord lives,
even as they once taught my people to swear by Baal, then they will be established among my people. But if any nation does not listen, I will completely uproot and destroy it,
declares the Lord. This is what the Lord said to me.
Go and buy a linen belt and put it around your waist, but do not let it touch water.
So I bought a belt, as the Lord directed, and put it around my waist. Then the word of the Lord came to me a second time.
Take the belt you bought and are wearing around your waist, and go now to Perath and hide it there in a crevice in the rocks.
So I went and hid it at Perath, as the Lord told me. Many days later, the Lord said to me,
go now to Perath and get the belt I told you to hide there.
So I went to Perath and dug up the belt and took it from the place where I had hidden it. But now it was ruined and completely useless. Then the word of the Lord came to me.
This is what the Lord says. In the same way, I will ruin the pride of Judah and the great pride of Jerusalem. These wicked people who refuse to listen to my words, who follow the stubbornness of their hearts and go after other gods to serve and worship them, will be like this belt, completely useless. For as a belt is bound around the waist, so I bound the whole house of Israel and the whole house of Judah to me, declares the Lord, to be my people, for my renown and praise and honor. But they have not listened. Say to them, this is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says. Every wineskin should be filled with wine. And if they say to you,
don't we know that every wineskin should be filled with wine?
Then tell them, this is what the Lord says. I am going to fill with drunkenness all who live in this land, including the kings who sit on David's throne, the priests, the prophets, and all those living in Jerusalem. I will smash them one against the other, parents and children alike, declares the Lord. I will allow no pity or mercy or compassion to keep me from destroying them.
Hear and pay attention. Do not be arrogant, for the Lord has spoken. Give glory to the Lord your God before he brings the darkness, before your feet stumble on the darkening hills. You hope for light, but he will turn it to utter darkness and change it to deep gloom. If you do not listen, I will weep in secret because of your pride. My eyes will weep bitterly, overflowing with tears, because the Lord's flock will be taken captive. Say to the king and to the queen mother, come down from your thrones, for your glorious crowns will fall from your heads. The cities in the Negev will be shut up, and there will be no one to open them. All Judah will be carried into exile, carried completely away. Look up and see those who are coming from the north. Where is the flock that was entrusted to you, the sheep of which you boasted? What will you say when the Lord sets over you those you cultivated as your special allies? Will not pain grip you like that of a woman in labor? And if you ask yourself,
why has this happened to me?
It is because of your many sins that your skirts have been torn off and your body mistreated. Can an Ethiopian change his skin or a leopard its parts? Neither can you do good who are accustomed to doing evil.
I will scatter you like chaff, driven by the desert wind. This is your lot, the portion I have decreed for you,
declares the Lord.
Because you have forgotten me and trusted in false gods, I will pull up your skirts over your face, that your shame may be seen. Your adulteries and lustful neighings, your shameless prostitution. I have seen your detestable acts on the hills and in the fields. Woe to you, Jerusalem! How long will you be unclean?
This is the word of the Lord that came to Jeremiah concerning the drought.
Judah mourn, her cities languish. They wail for the land, and a cry goes up from Jerusalem. The nobles send their servants for water. They go to the cisterns, but find no water. They return with their jars unfilled. Dismayed and despairing, they cover their heads. The ground is cracked because there is no rain in the land. The farmers are dismayed and cover their heads. Even the doe in the field deserts her newborn fawn because there is no grass. Wild donkeys stand on the barren heights and pant like jackals. Their eyes fail for lack of food.
Although our sins testify against us, do something, Lord, for the sake of your name. For our backsliding is great. We have sinned against you. You who are the hope of Israel, its savior in times of distress. Why are you like a stranger in the land, like a traveler who stays only a night? Why are you like someone taken by surprise, like a warrior powerless to save? You are among us, Lord, and we bear your name. Do not forsake us. This is what the Lord says about this people.
They greatly love to wander. They do not restrain their feet, so the Lord does not accept them. He will now remember their wickedness and punish them for their sins.
Then the Lord said to me,
do not pray for the well-being of this people. Although they fast, I will not listen to their cry. Though they offer burnt offerings and grain offerings, I will not accept them. Instead, I will destroy them with the sword, famine, and plague.
But I said, ah, sovereign Lord, the prophets keep telling them,
you will not see the sword or suffer famine. Indeed, I will give you lasting peace in this place.
Then the Lord said to me,
the prophets are prophesying lies in my name. I have not sent them, or appointed them, or spoken to them. They are prophesying to you false visions, divinations, idolatries, and the delusions of their own minds. Therefore, this is what the Lord says about the prophets who are prophesying in my name. I did not send them, yet they are saying, no sword or famine will touch this land. Those same prophets will perish by sword and famine, and the people they are prophesying to will be thrown out into the streets of Jerusalem because of the famine and sword. There will be no one to bury them, their wives, their sons, and their daughters. I will pour out on them the calamity they deserve. Speak this word to them. Let my eyes overflow with tears, night and day without ceasing. For the virgin daughter, my people, has suffered a grievous wound, a crushing blow. If I go into the country, I see those slain by the sword. If I go into the city, I see the ravages of famine. Both prophet and priest have gone to a land they know not.
Have you rejected Judah completely? Do you despise Zion? Why have you afflicted us so that we cannot be healed? We hoped for peace, but no good has come. for a time of healing, but there is only terror. We acknowledge our wickedness, Lord, and the guilt of our ancestors. We have indeed sinned against you. For the sake of your name, do not despise us. Do not dishonor your glorious throne. Remember your covenant with us, and do not break it. Do any of the worthless idols of the nations bring rain? Do the skies themselves send down showers? No, it is you, Lord, our God. Therefore, our hope is in you, for you are the one who does all this. Then the Lord said to me,
even if Moses and Samuel were to stand before me, my heart would not go out to this people. Send them away from my presence. Let them go. And if they ask you,
where shall we go?
Tell them, this is what the Lord says. Those destined for death to death. Those for the sword to the sword. Those for starvation to starvation. Those for captivity to captivity. I will send four kinds of destroyers against them,
declares the Lord.
The sword to kill, and the dogs to drag away, and the birds and the wild animals to devour and destroy. I will make them abhorrent to all the kingdoms of the earth because of what Manasseh, son of Hezekiah, king of Judah, did in Jerusalem. Who will have pity on you, Jerusalem? Who will mourn for you? Who will stop to ask how you are? You have rejected me,
declares the Lord.
You keep on backsliding, so I will lay hands on you and destroy you. I am tired of holding back. I will winnow them with a winnowing fork at the city gates of the land. I will bring bereavement and destruction on my people, for they have not changed their ways. I will make their widows more numerous than the sand of the sea. At midday, I will bring a destroyer against the mothers of their young men. Suddenly, I will bring down on them anguish and terror. The mother of seven will grow faint, breathe her last. Her son will set while it is still day. She will be disgraced and humiliated. I will put the survivors to the sword before their enemies,
declares the Lord. Alas, my mother, that you gave me birth, a man with whom the whole land strives and contends. I have neither lent nor borrowed, yet everyone curses me, the Lord said.
Surely, I will deliver you for a good purpose. Surely, I will make your enemies plead with you in times of disaster and times of distress. Can anyone break iron? Iron from the north, or bronze? Your wealth and your treasures I will give as plunder, without charge, because of all your sins throughout your country. I will enslave you to your enemies in a land you do not know. For my anger will kindle a fire that will burn against you.
Lord, you understand. Remember me and care for me. Avenge me on my persecutors. You are long-suffering. Do not take me away. Think of how I suffer reproach for your sake. When your words came, I ate them. They were my joy and my heart's delight. For I bear your name, Lord God Almighty. I never sat in the company of revelers, never made merry with them. I sat alone because your hand was on me, and you had filled me with indignation. Why is my pain unending, and my wound grievous and incurable? You are to me like a deceptive brook, like a spring that fails. Therefore, this is what the Lord says.
If you repent, I will restore you, that you may serve me. If you utter worthy, not worthless words, you will be my spokesman. Let this people turn to you, but you must not turn to them. I will make you a wall to this people, a fortified wall of bronze. They will fight against you, but will not overcome you. For I am with you to rescue and save you,
declares the Lord.
I will save you from the hands of the wicked and deliver you from the grasp of the cruel.
Then the word of the Lord came to me.
You must not marry and have sons or daughters in this place.
For this is what the Lord says about the sons and daughters born in this land, and about the women who are their mothers, and the men who are their fathers.
They will die of deadly diseases. They will not be mourned or buried, but will be like dung lying on the ground. They will perish by sword and famine, and their dead bodies will become food for the birds and the wild animals.
For this is what the Lord says.
Do not enter a house where there is a funeral meal. Do not go to mourn or show sympathy, because I have withdrawn my blessing, my love, and my pity from this people,
declares the Lord.
Both high and low will die in this land. They will not be buried or mourned, nor will people cut themselves or shave their heads for them. No one will offer food to comfort those who mourn for the dead, not even for a father or a mother, nor will anyone give them a drink to console them. And do not enter a house where there is feasting and sit down to eat and drink. For this is what the Lord Almighty, the God of Israel, says. Before your eyes and in your days, I will bring an end to the sounds of joy and gladness, and to the voices of bride and bridegroom in this place. When you tell these people all this and they ask you,
why has the Lord decreed such a great disaster against us?
What wrong have we done? What sin have we committed against the Lord our God?
Then say to them, it is because your ancestors forsook me, declares the Lord, and followed other gods and served and worshipped them. They forsook me and did not keep my law. But you have behaved more wickedly than your ancestors. See how all of you are following the stubbornness of your evil hearts instead of obeying me. So I will throw you out of this land into a land neither you nor your ancestors have known. And there you will serve other gods day and night, for I will show you no favor. However, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when people will no longer say,
as surely as the Lord lives, who brought the Israelites up out of Egypt.
But they will say,
as surely as the Lord lives, who brought the Israelites up out of the land of the north and out of all the countries where he had banished them.
For I will restore them to the land I gave their ancestors. But now I will send for many fishermen,
declares the Lord,
and they will catch them. After that, I will send for many hunters, and they will hunt them down on every mountain and hill and from the crevices of the rocks. My eyes are on all their ways. They are not hidden from me, nor is their sin concealed from my eyes. I will repay them double for their wickedness and their sin, because they have defiled my land with the lifeless forms of their vile images, and have filled my inheritance with their detestable idols.
Lord, my strength and my fortress, my refuge in time of distress, to you the nations will come from the ends of the earth and say, our ancestors possessed nothing but false gods, worthless idols that did them no good.
Do people make their own gods? Yes, but they are not gods.
Therefore, I will teach them. This time, I will teach them my power and might. Then they will know that my name is the Lord.
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Stream Globe is non-denominational and interdenominational. We encourage you to share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry and get more of our resources, visit streamglobe.org.